This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, this is a fun time in the neighborhood, isn't it, for everybody? We're checking out whether or not right now we're trying to get into the queue on some of these hearings about Google House hearings. And the reason why they're doing that, of course, is trying to get to the bottom of this whole communist thing, which is going to be a rather difficult thing to do, right? Now, this was something that was streamed a couple weeks ago. And it says, I like this. I watch live. This was 3 months ago. This is not, we're going to go live here. Now, this plays right into everything we've been talking about today with Google, Peter Thiel, yesterday, all the other stuff that's been going on, right? And I like this one, though. U.S. Congress holds hearing on deep fakes and artificial intelligence live. This is a month ago. And I'm just kind of giving you the rundown of where these people are going with some of the things. Now, I'm titling this by YouTube. And I thought this might be a little bit different look if we can see the history here of some of these House hearings. So you have an idea. We could go to the House thing and pull up the register and all that stuff. We're not going to do that, though. So watch Hate Crimes and White Nationalism Discussed in House Judiciary Committee Hearings. That was 3 months ago. Executives from Google and Facebook are facing Congress Tuesday to answer questions about their role in the spread of hate. U.S. Congress holds hearing on deepfakes. House Judiciary Committee holds hearings on voting rights. This is 2 weeks ago, 1 month ago. Watch Live, Acting Attorney General Whitaker testifies at House hearing NBC 5 months ago. Watch Live, House Committee holds hearings on President Trump's family separation policy. Here you go. Right. Family separation policies, right. I don't think we're going to get anything on this one with the Google House hearings live. That is not... let's just try House hearings live and see if it comes up. Is there any live streaming going on? No, no, no. Nothing live. That's pretty odd. That's pretty odd. So there's a lot of things happening out there. It just hasn't hit today anyway. So we're going to keep looking at this and keep investigating on our own what's happening. We'll go over to Fox News and see if they've got any live stuff on this, because it's supposed to happen this morning. I don't understand why. Got the Senate Banking Committee. Senate Armed Services Committee holds confirmation. No, that's the IHOP. No, they're doing IHOP is hippity hopping around again. Pro-Trump CNN. Okay, that's another thing. House of the History. Home where Manson's followers killed couple up for surprising prize, I bet. Well, the Manson thing was really kind of weird. Really weird. Now, here's something. The Storm Area 51 social media movement is getting somewhat out of hand, says UFO experts. Awesome. Awesome. We just want to go with that, right? We just want to go with that. Now, one of the things I want to get back to, though, I didn't do this earlier. This whole thing about this, you know, the racist claims, the racist this, the racist that. And one of the things I brought up in the first hour is that you don't hear any of these people going after people like Antifa. And, you know, they don't self-regulate. In other words, the left doesn't self-regulate themselves. When you have these people that are absolute haters out there, no one's saying anything on the left. And of course, or they're cowering in the corner. And that's what Ted Cruz made the point of earlier in the show. Now, this is a little bit different thing. This is with Tucker last night. Not a single Democratic presidential candidate has condemned Antifa attacks. That shouldn't surprise you, but it is surprising. But it's, you got to make the statement and get it out there.
Well, it's not an overstatement to say the left's attacks on America's border security suddenly have become an attack on America itself. On Friday, at an ICE facility in Aurora, Colorado, hundreds of extremists stormed the grounds. They pulled down an American flag and tried to burn it. Then they sent a Mexican flag up the flagpole to replace it. The display was awful, and it was deeply revealing of their motives. But what happened on Saturday in Washington State was even worse than that. Willem von Spronson, he was linked with the Antifa domestic terror movement, attacked an ICE facility in Tacoma. He was carrying an AR-15 and firebombs. He torched several cars that apparently hoped to burn the facility to the ground. He was shot dead before he could kill anyone. Online, members of Antifa celebrated their fallen comrade. Facebook banned Alex Jones, as you know, because he's a hate monger. But Facebook has no problem hosting Antifa groups, including the Seattle Anti-Fascist Action branch of Antifa. On Facebook, that group posted this, quote, "When our good friend and comrade, Willem von Spronson, took a stand against the fascist detention center in Tacoma, he became a martyr who gave his life to the struggle against fascism. Today, we stand strong in our support for yet another martyr in the struggle against fascism. May his death serve as a call to protest and direct action." Keep in mind, it's a lunatic who showed up with a semi-automatic rifle, the kind they want to ban, by the way. Van Spronson may have failed, but others should imitate him in launching more terror attacks on American soil. That's what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
Facebook doesn't have a problem with that, of course. Well, you'd think all of this would spark some concern. Liberals might tell us it's time for a national conversation, maybe gun control. No. Antifa has the implicit support of the respectable left. So far, not a single Democratic presidential candidate has condemned Saturday's attack. Hard to believe that's true. We hope we're wrong. Maybe they condemn them during the show. But as of right now, we believe, again, hope we're wrong, that not a single Democrat running for the nomination has condemned a terror attack that took place on our soil yesterday, Saturday. But why would they condemn it? They're on board with it. Just a few weeks ago, the New York Times published an op-ed calling ICE agents complicit in, quote, mass atrocity, and then called for ICE agents to have their names and home addresses publicized. So why should we be surprised when people try to murder ICE agents? Kim Kelly, who describes herself as the labor columnist at Teen Vogue, paused for a second and just let the absurdity in. The labor columnist for Teen Vogue. That's how insane this moment is we're living in. Anyway, the labor columnist described Vance Bronson's terror attack as, quote, righteous sabotage. She compared him to partisans fighting against the Nazis and then called for more terror attacks. Quote, as Vance Bronson and the many other heroic comrades before him have made clear, there are many ways to fight back against a violent fascist regime. Perhaps it's time for more of us to put our thinking caps on. The decadent rich really are unbelievable. And Kim Kelly is, of course, a member of the decadent rich. So is all of Antifa. These are the most privileged people in our society, of course. This isn't the working class rising up. This is the ruling class punching down. When Kim Kelly, by the way, isn't writing about the labor movement for teenage girls, she's also a contributor at NPR. You couldn't make this up. In other words, government-funded news outlets are directly spreading the message of people who promote the murder of government officials. It's sick. This country's laws cannot survive when powerful people endorse violence against those who enforce the laws. And a country can't survive when it's run by people who hate it.
Yeah. Something to think about, isn't it? When you got four people in Congress who hate this country and they promote the hatred and they don't condemn this and the presidential candidates don't, we got a problem. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. House with a history. Home where Manson followers killed couple up for a surprising price. All right. Manson, Charles Manson. This goes way back. Way back. Way back in time. California home. Okay. Follows, says California home where Manson followers killed Leno and Rosemary LaBianca is up for sale. Interesting. Infamous Los Angeles house where Manson murdered goes up for sale, and what is the price? Are we ready for this? Recently placed on the market and commanding a handsome but not exorbitant price given its Los Angeles location, the two-bedroom home on Waverly Drive is described as spectacular. Spectacular. That's at least that's what they say. I'm gonna play it. There's a little clip. It's very short. So if you want to know, 3311 Waverly Drive, Los Angeles. Here we go.
The address, 3311 Waverly Drive. From the sidewalk, you can see the iconic water fountain out front. From Skyfox, you can see the rest of the two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home, built back in the 1920s, but it is what happened inside this very house back in August of 69 that forever puts it on the dark pages of history, and now, it seems, puts it as one of the hottest properties on the market in all of L.A.
It sold like two or three times right after that, and now it's a longer stretch. Now it's 50 years. So I don't see it as an issue. It's nostalgia. It's Hollywood.
Even though what happened there?
Even though that took place, and it was horrific.
Horrific, he says. It's the house of the infamous LaBianca murders. The supermarket chain owner, Leno LaBianca, and his wife, Rosemary, both brutally murdered by the Manson family. The victim's blood used to spell out Helter Skelter on the refrigerator. Who would want to live in a home where all that happened?
Because of the history behind it. Even though it's gruesome history, but it is Hollywood history.
So they would live in there.
I would.
He's not the agent representing the house, but Nick more than knows the unique appeal that comes with this historic property. Check it. These listing pictures from the real estate website Redfin, showing the more than 1,600 square foot home, from the Italian tile floor in the living room to the pink tile here in the bathroom, to the back patio and the pool, and the sweeping views all the way to the San Gabriel Mountains. Still, you would think what happened inside these very walls that dark night 50 years ago next month would more than be enough to keep the house empty forever. Instead, it's had several owners through the years and is expected to have a new buyer very soon.
It's on the wrong side of history, but it is history.
And that's what makes it attractive to
me. That's what makes it appealing to a lot of the potential, the youngsters, all the bohemian people that are buying in Las Feliz It's a conversation piece.
1.98 million for the property. Now, that was it's going to be in August. What, August 9th did you say? I remember this distinctly actually. August 11th. 50 years ago, August 11th, coming up in August 11th. It's very, very interesting, and it's very, very in my opinion, it's very matter of fact, it happened. And, of course, it's been completely restyled and everything. Never been up there. Been in the area. I know the neighborhood, but I've never been to that particular location. It's one of these things you're driving by and say, let's go check it out. I don't want to do that. Because it was so close, that sort of thing. And this is something that has just sort of picked up and moved along over time, but now it's 50 years ago. Now, another thing that's really important, and I say this because I find it interesting that juxtaposition to this was that it was 50 years ago today that the Apollo 11 the Apollo 11 was launched. And that's the one that ended up, you know, Neil Armstrong walking on the moon and all that good stuff. I know there's those people who say it didn't happen. I've been out there on the launch site. I've watched these rockets go up before, Vandenberg in particular. But I was actually out one time on the causeway when they're going to launch the space shuttle. But they scratched it. They scrubbed it. I mean, it was amazing to go out there and see these things, this big old launch. And, of course, with the Saturn missiles that they put up with the large, incredible missiles, huge, monstrous. They have static displays of these, actually. If you go to Cape Canaveral, you can see them out there in the Space Center. They have they actually have the leftovers, the ones that didn't go up, and the ones that were probably used for training purposes and things like that. They're just enormous rockets, But it's interesting. I was a big space buff. I was always up 2 o'clock in the morning. Where's that launch going to go? It's going to go at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock Eastern time. So, normally TV back in the day went off. It's kind of interesting if you're listening around the 3 o'clock hour on the West Coast, Fox News plays the national anthem. And, of course, that was traditionally what happened to every TV channel. Every network went down at around 3 o'clock or midnight or whatever at night. A couple hours later, it'd come back on, and that was just kind of the way it worked. And that's all changed. Of course, there were only three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Those were the three major ones. And, you know, some of your cable stuff started capping a little bit later after that, and pretty soon you got better space coverage. But Apollo 11 went up 50 years ago today, and 50 years ago come August 11th was the Manson murders. I think it was the 9th when the first murder was committed, and then the Tate-LaBianca. Well, Sharon Tate, I think, was murdered on the 9th in the lobby. I'll have to check this out. And then the LaBiancas was killed couple nights later, so the 11th, the 9th, and the 11th. So, but this is their residence at the LaBianca place. I find it interesting that 50 years ago we were celebrating, Apollo 11, Kennedy's pledge, we're going to get somebody on the moon, and this was Kennedy's, you know, follow through on that. And then we have the Manson murders, and just everything completely about the space thing was gone. It was gone, which is interesting. But, you know, a lot was learned in the Apollo launches. A lot was learned, especially about the Apollo launch in Apollo 13. Big stuff learned in Apollo 13, which I found very interesting. Big stuff. I mean, I learned a lot by Apollo 13. I think the whole world did. That's where all of a sudden they went to stir the oxygen tanks, and the oxygen tanks in the middle of space blew up. Boom. And like, wow, that wasn't supposed to happen. And here these three astronauts are. They're stranded in space. What do you do with that, right? So when they're stranded in space, then, gosh, how are you going to get them back? And that's became the whole drama. And the whole Earth, literally, every place on the planet was like, holding their breath. I mean, I can vividly remember that, and all these reporters from all around the world going, oh, my God, the spacecraft's not going to come back. Are they going to come back? Apollo 13. And, of course, they made it back, and we're going to play some clips, I think, from that just to sort of get you used to it. And maybe some clips. We got to get into the Apollo 11 thing. That was really one of America's finest moments, as we are going to continue to have even finer moments as we get through the social justice crises in our nation, which is actually, I believe, subside. I really believe it's going to subside. And this kind of craziness that's been going on is going to, play a big role in our success as a nation going forward. And Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, is, of course, the guy who's honcho in the deal right now. I'm just saying. Anyway, stay with us. Morning Come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Thirty seconds.
Sound suppression water system now being armed for release. Confirmation we have three main engines ready for ignition.
This right here is the launch of Space Shuttle 129.
1 minute.
November 16, 2009. I know.
Space Shuttle now on internal power.
Here we go.
Liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen fill and drain valves are closed. Solid rocket booster flight data recorders are activated. And the handoff to Atlantis's onboard computers. Atlantis now in control of the countdown.
20.
Firing chain is armed. Sound suppression water system activated. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, 0. And liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis on a mission to build, resupply, and to do research on the International Space Station.
Houston now controlling. Atlantis begins its penultimate journey to shore up the International Space Station.
Control Atlantis.
Atlantis now in the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the international outpost. 30 seconds into the flight, Atlantis almost 2 miles in altitude, almost 6 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center already, traveling 500 miles an hour. The three liquid fuel main engines now throttling back to 72% of rated performance, going into the bucket, reducing the stress on the shuttle as it breaks through the sound barrier. 55 seconds into the flight, all systems operating normally, 900 miles an hour. The speed of Atlantis right now, 6 miles in altitude, 9 miles downrange.
Atlantis, go with throttle up.
Copy, go with throttle up.
The throttle up call acknowledged by Commander Charlie Hobaugh, joined on the flight deck by Pilot Butch Wilmore, Flight Engineer Randy Bresnik and Leland Melvin. Seated down on the mid-deck are Mike Foreman and Bobby Satcher, kicking off their work week with a Monday commute to orbit. 1 minute, 30 seconds into the flight, Atlantis 13 miles in altitude, 15 miles downrange, traveling almost 2,000 miles an hour. 3 good auxiliary power units, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good main engines. One minute, 50 seconds into the flight, 10 seconds away from solid rocket booster separation. Booster officer confirms staging a good solid rocket booster separation. Guidance now converging. Atlantis steering into the center lane of Highway 129 en route to the International Space Station. 2 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight, 34 miles in altitude, 48 miles downrange. Atlantis traveling 3,200 miles an hour. The propulsion officer in mission control reports that the orbital maneuvering system engines have ignited. Atlantis kicking on the afterburners.
Copy, two engine down.
Atlantis flying on the singular power of its three liquid fuel main engines, draining about a half a ton of fuel per second from the large fuel tank. Coming up on the 3 minute mark into the flight, Atlantis 46 miles in altitude, 81 miles downrange, traveling almost 4,000 miles an hour. Atlantis speeding straight as an arrow toward its date with the International Space Station Wednesday morning. Three and a half minutes into the flight, all of Atlantis' systems functioning by the book. 55 miles in altitude, 120 miles downrange, traveling almost 5,000 miles an hour.
Well, you probably get a little feel for what this is like, right?
Atlantis, negative return.
Whatever that means.
Atlantis now too far downrange, too high in altitude to return to the launch site in the event of an engine failure. All three engines performing perfectly. 4 minutes, 20 seconds into the flight, Atlantis now 62 miles in altitude, 180 miles downrange, traveling almost 6,000 miles an hour. All systems performing normally. Atlantis on course, on track for its preliminary orbit. The Environmental Systems Officer reports a good flash evaporator system activated for Atlantis, providing cooling for the shuttle's avionics until the payload bay doors are opened about an hour and a half into the flight.
Anyway, a lot of technical stuff going on. I want to get into the Apollo launch, though. Now, remember, this was 2009. That was 10 years ago. So 40 years ago, literally 40 years before this, we're launching, the big Atlas, not Atlas, but the Saturn rockets to bring these people on board, right? To bring them to, take them to the moon. One solid rocket. Well, it wasn't solid propellant. per se, many different motors, but it was still the launch itself. And we're going to play this because it's kind of dramatic. It's just a couple of minutes. Let's see if we can get this right here now. Come on. Here we go. Where'd it go? It leaves me. Why does it do that? They got all kinds of live things going on right now. Here we go. We're going to try this one. This will be very short and quick and cute after we get past the commercial part of things here. Here we go.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
We got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong.
It's in a big pile of smoke, red smoke, going up the big Saturn rocket. It's huge. It's a huge rocket. Moments of silence. You're going to check in with radio again here in a second.
30 seconds
in.
Roll's complete and the pitch is programming.
Now they've kind of rolled over a little bit and they're changing the attitude of the trajectory outside of the atmosphere. They're aiming, basically. Don't just go straight up. You take it at an angle. That's what they're doing right now, telling it to shift its attitude and start to roll.
Altitude 2 miles.
There we go. Apollo 11 launch 50 years ago.
Houston, you're good at 1 minute.
Two day.
Downrange 1 mile, altitude 3-4 miles now. Velocity 2,195 feet per second.
Third model, pressure red line, Aquarius.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting, all the things going on right now with this Apollo 11 business. We're going to follow up on this right now. CBS.
On its historic mission to the moon all this week. We're celebrating that accomplishment and where we've come since in a series of stories and interviews. Today we look at some of the legendary figures of the Apollo mission. Charlie Duke was the voice on the radio talking to the astronauts as flight director Gene Kranz led mission control during the lunar landing. And above the moon, Michael Collins piloted the Apollo 11 command module while his fellow astronauts walked on the moon's surface. Mark Strassman spoke with all three. He's at Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex in Florida. Mark, does it look the same as you imagined it did 50 years ago?
Well, that's what I want to talk about here, Anthony. I mean, I'm standing underneath a Saturn V rocket. This is the type that launched Apollo 11's crew to the moon. And I mean, seriously, would you take a look at how big it is? 363 feet long. That's taller than the Statue of Liberty and the most powerful machine ever built. And riding on top was a lunar lander just like this one that brought the first men to the moon.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
When the Saturn V rocket roared to life, the Apollo 11 mission soared into history.
Apollo 11, everything going well for a landing on the moon.
NASA's doers and dreamers sent three moon explorers, astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins.
The three of us were just a tip of a gigantic technological iceberg, if you will.
Collins, now 88, told us at liftoff Apollo 11's crew felt G-force pressure and more.
We felt the weight of the world on our shoulders. Everyone was looking. We were worried that we were going to screw something up.
No wonder. The whole world was watching. American pride was also on the line.
The president is now looking inside the Mercury capsule.
To achieve a goal set by President Kennedy 8 years earlier.
Before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
After a three-day trip, the moon landing broadcast live drama 240,000 miles back to Earth.
Capcom, we're go for undocking.
Collins stayed behind in the command module as Armstrong and Aldrin descended to the moon's surface. But their lunar lander's autopilot was sending them toward a crater.
And it was a very large crater. About the
as Armstrong told Ed Bradley in 60 Minutes in 2005.
Steep slopes on the crater covered with very large rocks about the size of automobiles. That was not the kind of place I wanted to try to make the first landing.
5.5 pounds.
Armstrong, flying manually, had to improvise. He had roughly 1 minute of fuel to find a safe place to land.
60 seconds.
Legendary flight director Gene Kranz was in charge at Houston's Mission Control.
Because it's like driving your car with a gas gauge reading empty.
The tension was through the roof.
Charlie Duke, also in Mission Control, was the man telling Armstrong he was flying on fumes.
Tension you could see, tension you could feel.
Feel more dead silent. I'd never heard Mission Control so quiet. So that tension, it was palpable. You could feel it.
Armstrong finally spotted smooth terrain.
30 seconds forward.
And we finally landed with, nobody knows exactly how much fuel. Some estimates have it at 20 seconds.
Engine stop. We copy you down, Eagle.
What? Okay,
we're going to be busy for a minute. Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Charlie Duke was now speaking to the first men on the moon.
Roger.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
The significance of what he had just done of piloting this thing into this landing over these significant problems that they'd had on the descent was remarkable.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
So remarkable, almost everyone alive today has seen these grainy images, Earth's first two moonwalkers. 600 million people back on Earth watched them, transfixed.
It really, to me, brought the U.S. together and was very significant.
Especially given the turmoil of that decade.
Right.
Okay, Houston, I'm going to change lenses on you.
It's still hard for me to believe that we've been there. We did that. We accomplished that.
Beautiful view.
Armstrong and Aldrin spent almost a day on the surface. The dust they kicked up left them covered in lunar mystique.
Apollo 11 should be on main chutes now.
Armstrong died in 2012, but his name never will.
It's a brilliant surface in that sunlight, predominantly gray. It's an interesting place to be. I recommend it.
What's old is new again for NASA. The new mission is to put more men and the first women on the moon. The goal is 2024. But the program is years behind schedule, has had billions in overruns. And, Tony, all of that proves, once again, how difficult and how significant that first moon landing really was.
Yeah, it was difficult, and it was significant. Remember it well. Remember the whole thing. I mean, it was kind of like, I remember, it's one of these kind of things that when they walked on the moon, when they landed on the moon, where were you standing? I can remember it vividly. I was standing in a friend's house with his family all around. The place was packed around a color TV, which, by the way, back then was big. It was, everybody sitting around watching this whole thing take place, the landing, and then, of course, the anticipation walk. And all that good stuff. And I know some people say, oh, it's fake, it's phony. Well, it was believable to me then. It's believable to me now. And I know that probably upset some of our little tinfoil hat thinkers out there like me. But that's just the way I looked at it. Big moment in American history. And again, what's happened to us right now? Well, we got Google. We got the Chinese. We got the Chinese in the California Retirement Fund. Another chapter of American history is about to unfold. And that chapter is going to be started with New California State. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And there's Apollo 13 when all things went wrong. Here you go.
What's up?
Best I could.
Something about another course
correction.
You never
quite recover from the death.
We copy, Houston.
In that same year of
grief. Be advised, it's going to take Fredo and I a while to power up the computer for the alignment platform.
They're trying
to
get
fire the engine.
Remember, this is the one that blew up, left them stranded, and now they're trying to get back into the atmosphere of the
Earth. Houston, without the computer, what do we use for orientation?
Sid, come on, we got to be able to give these guys something up there. Without power, we can't give them a lead. I'm not talking about power. I'm talking about reference.
No, there's no references.
They couldn't figure out what to tell them to do.
Houston, what's the story with this burn?
We're trying to hash something out down here, Aquarius. Stand by.
So they come up with their own solution.
All we need to hold attitude is one fixed point in space. Is that not correct?
Yeah, roger that, Jim.
Well, Houston, we've got one.
He's looking at Earth.
We can keep the Earth in the window, flying manually. The COAS
crosshairs right on its terminator. All I have to know is how long do we need to burn the engine?
The shorter the better.
Roger that, Jim. Can they fly it manually and still shut it down on time without the computer?
They didn't know if they could do this manually.
I guess that's the best we can do, Glenn. We're out of time.
They came up with their own solution.
Oh, here we
go. 2, 1. Ignition.
She's burning.
Oh, yeah.
That's her arm off. Okay, here we go.
Unit regulators on. RTSs go 10% thrust. 10% thrust.
Bring it around, Fredo.
I'm trying, but it's dragging.
10 seconds. All right, drop it down, Fredo. We're drifting. No, you hold what you got. I'll roll it. Back off. God, I can't get it stable.
She's dancing all over the place. Come to the right a little bit.
15 seconds.
Right. Forward, Fred. Come on. Forward.
Shit, I lost it.
They've got to find Earth again. They've got to reorient on it. And all of a sudden, they get it.
Okay, I got it.
Shut down.
Damn it. That's mine.
That's me.
Ground.
A little more. Come on, baby.
That's it. Hold it. Hold it.
Damn it. 6, 7.
That's it. Hold it.
40. Steady.
9.
Shut down.
They shut down and get the exact orientation on Earth. And they make it back.
Houston, we have shut down.
That's close enough, Jim. Good work.
And they get in. And they did it on their own. The men on Earth didn't know what to do. From the original calculation for the insertion to the, well, bringing it in manually, which has never, ever been done in human history. Apollo 13. You can learn a lot about it and gain a knowledge about New California. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.